What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gift. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Happy Friday from Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. And with me for this whole week has been Jonathan Smith, who's a contributor to Audiophile Magazine. And Jonathan, surprise me. What do you have this Friday?
How about just a really well done, well read novel?
Okay.
Let Him Go by Larry Watson, read by Dan John Miller. And To be honest, I didn't know Larry Watson before this. So, and now I know why Larry Watson has lots of fans. This is such a fun, interesting, captivating listen. It takes place in the late 50s, early 50s. It's the story of George and Margaret Blackledge. They live out in the Plain States. They have some tragedy in their life. They've been together for 30, 40 years. He's a former sheriff. She's sort of a stay-at-home mom, and the backstory is through a tragedy, their grandson is now living one state over with the Wee Boy clan, and Margaret is like a classic Midwestern woman. She's driven, she's forceful, loves her husband George, who doesn't talk much, and when he does, you know, he's right to the point. And the story opens with Margaret deciding she wants to go and try and get her grandson back. And as the story develops, you learn why. She has concerns about how he's being raised. George, you know, man of the law, not sure he wants to follow Margaret, but their relationship is such that you know he's going to. And if we take a little listen here, you'll get a sense of not just what she is like and what he's like, but how good of a storyteller Dan John Miller is and how good of a writer Larry Watson is, because just the little details are what really caught my attention throughout this listen.
Okay. So this is Let Him Go by Larry Watson, and it's read by Dan John Miller.
She nods in the direction of their bedroom. I packed a bag for you, she says, depending on what you decide. Nothing fills the silence between them. The Philco on the kitchen counter, which usually squawks livestock prices at this hour, sits mute. The coffee pot, whose glass top usually rattles with the percolating fresh brew, is emptied, washed, and stored in one of the boxes. On his way to the bedroom, George passes through the living room, and he steps over the blankets Margaret has wrapped and tied into tubes to serve as bedrolls. In the bedroom doorway, he pauses, his gaze lingering on both what is there and what is not.
So the hook is that she wants to go and get her grandchild so they can raise their grandchild. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, so basically their son died when he was thrown from a horse. He was married. The son and the daughter-in-law lived in town. They had a child. The daughter-in-law isn't really set in her ways. She falls in love basically with almost like the first man she meets after her husband dies, who's part of this Wee Boy clan, and he's not a good guy. And the clan, as you might not be surprised to learn, is filled with these just, you know, horrible, hard, mean characters. So Margaret, you know, she wants to rescue her grandson, and which leads to Margaret and George, you know, driving couple or state over to find this clan of Wee Boys. They have this incredible meeting at the Wee Boy house where the tension is unbelievable. You know, things are building. The end really shook me. It was, I did not pick up the ending of the book, but it was all very believable. But you just, you know, you care about George and, you know, his trying to understand, you know, he loves his wife. He's not sure this is the right thing to do. Margaret obviously wants to do what's best for the grandson. And you don't know how it's going to work out. If it's going to work out, and then the title, so I kept thinking of the title, Let Him Go. You know, is that what they're going to do? It's an engaging listen. And Dan John Miller does such a good job, as you heard there. It had my attention from the beginning.
Okay, that's Let Him Go by Larry Watson, and it's read by Dan John Miller. Jonathan, a pleasure, as always.
I enjoyed it, Joe. Look forward to the next one.
I do as well. Thank you. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Graphic Audio, celebrating 15 years of immersive audio entertainment. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, and Jonathan Smith are contributors. Jennifer Dowell is our editor. The music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads, Four Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.